Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. A 1916 article in the Klamath Falls Evening Herald described how tears flowed as people watched the sheriff smash with an axe 168 bottles of good Whelan's beer and 4 kegs of Dago Red and gin that drained into Lake Iwana. The sheriff had seized the booze in a raid on a bootlegging joint. Oregon had that year banned the manufacture and sale of alcoholic beverages, 4 years before national prohibition. It wasn't illegal to possess alcohol, so people would drive across the border into California to buy their booze. That ended 4 years later with Prohibition's national ban that included possession. Bootlegging offered big profits because ingredients were cheap and beer and liquor were easy to make, requiring only a rustic still, barrels, starch, yeast, fresh water, fuel, and some storage casks and bottles. A member of the Klamath County Historical Society said in a museum presentation in 2013 that most Klamath stills were hidden on ranches, in the woods, or at the lava beds in Northern California. The Prohibition era was relatively nonviolent in the Klamath Basin, consisting of only a few shots fired and no related deaths in Klamath County. Today's episode of As It was written by Kernan Turner and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.